Hey, Peter Howard here on the Dynasty Crossroads Show. Don't let them know, keep it quiet, but I've infiltrated the nerd base. Come check out the show, I'll tell you how to beat them. Thanks.
Yeah! Chicken or crow, chicken or crow, crossing the...
Let the games begin! Let the games begin!
Passed out, all my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Dynasty Game Night, a member of the DLF family of podcasts. This isn't just another episode. This is the long-awaited, long-promised first round of the Tournament of Champions. I've literally been saying it, I think, almost every episode since I became a host on the show that me and Russ have talked about it, and this was going to happen eventually. We finally got enough winners. We're scheduling them out now. We got our first one ready to go tonight. So I will introduce the three former champions who will be trying to advance to the next round, and then we'll get right into the game. So first, to my right on my screen here is my Dynasty Junkies co-host Andrew Hall. Andrew, how you doing tonight?
Doing great. Excited to lose. Let's get this over with.
And then I said it to this guy before we started, and I think he's might have been on the most times of any non-host on this show. So Tyler Schmitz, correct me if I'm wrong. You're not a content creator, right? You're just somebody who loves to play Dynasty Game Night.
Yeah, I'm in a lot of leagues with Matt and John, and sometimes I think the first time it was they said they needed a guest to play, and I liked it, had fun, and always happy to come in. Although technically I am a host, so I did
that's
host
true. You are a guest host. Yes. Yeah. And we've done that a few times over the past couple of years. I've done it myself. And our other contestant tonight is the same situation. He's a guy who loves the show, very smart guy in a bunch of leagues, a lot of them with me now. Jake Earl. Jake, how you doing?
Good, man. Thanks for having me. Happy to be in the first run here of the Tournament of Champions.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Let's see how this plays out. I told you guys, I'm very sure that I'm going to lose when my turn comes up, but I'll have fun hosting. So
one of us is bound to win.
I think so. I think that's the way this works. One of you must win. So we have three games as usual tonight. We, of course, have a name game. I think on all these going to leave the name game for last. Just because if we're going to have a game that ends up meaning nothing, I'd rather it be the silly name game than the football type game. So I got two football or more football oriented games and plus a name game. So our other two games are MVADP, which we've done before. You may have heard of it, be familiar with it. I've only done it once or two times. I'll explain it when we do it. We are going to do that first. And then the second game is going to be Two Truths and a Lie. So, and then we'll do the name game last. So, I'll explain MVADP, which is, like I said, we've done it before. We had to rush through it the last time I did it because it didn't matter at the end, and Bosch just wanted to get the night over with. So I definitely wanted to bring it back for this. What we're going to do is we're going to use DLF's June. We're actually in early July as we record this, but the June ADP is the most recent. June one quarterback ADP, and as you guys probably know, DLF's ADP is not tight end premium. And what we're going to do is we're going to start with we're going to take turns who starts. There's going to be three rounds. Each round, what you're going to do is the first round, you're going to name the top guy. I'm going to go alphabetical by team. You're going to name the top guy on that team by DLF's ADP. And again, it's one QB, so it's not just a bunch of quarterbacks at the top. And we're going to do that. Keep going around. You get one mulligan, basically. You get one strike, two strikes, you're out. And I am going to keep track of who starts so that if you get your second strike, you're – just so that I'm trying to be as fair as possible in the Tournament of Champions. So just so that it's not like say Andrew starts and then he gets his second X first. I don't want it to be he goes out just because he had an extra turn. So I'm going to keep track of who starts, and if he goes out with the two strikes first, at least one of you will have to go get an answer right after that for Andrew to be out of the game. Be like, that's how we'll do it. And we're going to score it 3, 4, 5 each round because I wanted to – that's mainly to avoid ties because 1, 2, 3 gives you potential for ties. And if we get through all 32 teams with you getting it, which is possible on the first one because a lot of them are easy, you will split the points. So say we none of you go out on the first round, you'll each get a point. I think that's everything. Does that all make sense?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Sure. We'll start to my right clockwise. So we'll start with Andrew in the first one. Tyler will start the second round, and Jake will start the third round. So, Andrew, you need to name the highest player in ADP on the Arizona Cardinals.
How long do I have again? 3 days? Is it, as of right now, you said it was June ADP. Right?
June ADP. June one quarterback ADP.
I'm going to go with Marquise Brown.
That is correct. So, Tyler, you get at the Atlanta Falcons.
That has to be Kyle Pitts.
Yes, of course. Jake, you get the Baltimore Ravens.
Ooh, Mark Andrews?
Yes. Like I said, a lot of these are easy. I wouldn't stress most of these too much. There are a few tough ones in the first round. Buffalo Bills, Andrew.
Stephon Diggs.
Yes. That's Carolina to Tyler.
Christian McCaffrey.
That is correct. Chicago Bears, Jake.
Montgomery.
Yes. Like I said, easy. Cincinnati Bengals. Andrew.
Jamar Chase.
Yes.
Boy.
Cleveland Browns.
Nick Chubb.
Yep. Haven't really had a tough one yet. Dallas Cowboys. Jake.
CeeDee Lamb.
Andrew. Denver Broncos.
Oh, here's a tough one. Javonte Williams.
Yes. Like I said, it's very possible we're going to be splitting points on this one. I know for a fact there's at least a couple tough ones, though. Detroit Lions, though, for you, Tyler.
DeAndre Swift.
Yes. Green Bay Packers, Jake.
Aaron Jones.
Correct. Good job, guys. Houston Texans.
Oh, come on.
Oh, believe me, there's a tougher one coming.
I'm sure Brandon Cooks. I'm just going to go with that one.
That is correct.
Okay.
That wasn't that hard. Indianapolis Colts, Tyler.
Oof, boy. I live in Wisconsin, so I feel like I should get this, but going to go out on a limb and say Jonathan Taylor.
That was a tough one, but you got it. Yes.
Okay. Good. I was worried.
Dodge that one.
Jake, Jacksonville Jaguars.
No, it's fitting.
Tyler, who's your Jags team? Andrew got Cincinnati and Jake got Jacksonville. I know that's their team. So who's your team, Tyler?
Green Bay.
Okay. That's right. You did say you were in Wisconsin, so you did not go in Green Bay.
So for the Jags, is it ETN?
It is ETN. Andrew, KC.
Man, I still want to say Patrick Mahomes.
That's correct.
Oh, let's go.
Los Angeles Chargers.
Ooh, I feel like it should be Eckler, so I'll say him.
It is Eckler. The champions are living up to their name so far. No big screw-ups here, but Los Angeles Rams, Jake.
Oh, Cooper Kupp.
Las Vegas Raiders.
Davante Adams.
Miami Dolphins.
See, now I'm actually... Is Tyreek still above Waddle? I think so. Tyreek Hill?
That is the first incorrect answer. You also may not want to... Not that people don't know who the other guy is or anything, but you also may not want to say names just in case, okay, because I'm not giving correct answers if you get it wrong. So... but yes, that is the first strike. So you're not out. Like I said, especially in this first round, that probably is most you're going to get unless you get the other really tough team, which it doesn't look like you're in line to do. Jake, Minnesota Vikings.
Justin Jefferson.
Yes. This is the one I thought was the toughest. Andrew, New England.
Damian Harris.
Yes, very good. They do not have a player in the top 99.
Yeah, he's like 102 Harris, or something, isn't he?
Harris is 100, exactly.
100, of course. Yeah.
New Orleans, Tyler.
Kamara.
Yep. New York Football Giants.
Saquon.
Yes. New York Jets.
Breece Hall.
Correct.
Oof. That one actually caused me a little bit of anxiety, not gonna lie. Like, I was like, oh, did I just mess that up? Okay.
Philadelphia Eagles.
AJ Brown.
Yes. Pittsburgh Steelers.
Najee.
Yeah, we're almost there, guys, to the end. Seattle Seahawks.
DK Metcalf.
San Francisco 49ers. That's the Tyler, by the way. Because yeah. I haven't been saying names for a while.
It's still got to be Debo, right?
It is Debo. Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Ooh.
Honestly, Jake, even if you get this wrong, you cannot go out because there's only two teams after this.
Okay. I'll go with Evans.
It is not Evans.
That's so. The other one.
Ooh. And you don't get any negative points for getting the 1X, so you're good. Tennessee Titans.
Derrick Henry.
And Washington Commanders, which I didn't want to say, apparently.
I feel like this one's close, too, but I'll go with Gibson.
That is correct. So we are splitting those 3 points. So it's 1-1-1.
See, I didn't have any X's. How is that fair? Come on.
That's the way the game works, Andrew. That's the way the game works. This is also where it tends to get more interesting in the second round.
Trust me, I will be upset that it went the other way later. I'm trying to get whatever points I can.
So I definitely should have wrote down everybody's first because I'm not going to remember them.
Yeah, that's the other part of this game is that you have to remember who the first one was on some of those close ones, especially.
It's going to get way messy from here.
And then the third gets very interesting. So we're going to start with Tyler this time. So everybody gets different teams. Arizona Cardinals, Tyler, the number two guy in ADP.
Well, I remember who he said was one, but I'm gonna say Kyler's second.
Kyler is second. And it's always tough with the quarterbacks in one QB.
It is.
That's why they like to do it this way. Atlanta Falcons, Jake.
Woof. Oh, no. It's London.
It is London, yes. Baltimore Ravens, Andrew.
Who was first? I'm going to go with Lamar Jackson.
That is incorrect. Ah. See, now you have a strike. See how it goes?
My turn.
Okay. I'm just marking down Andrew's strike on my sheet. If this will work. Okay. There we go. Okay. Buffalo Bills, Tyler.
Josh Allen?
Yes, it is Josh Allen. Tyler getting it, figuring out where these quarterbacks are fitting in. Got Kyler and Josh Allen. So Carolina Panthers to Jake.
DJ Moore.
Yes. Chicago Bears, Andrew.
Darnell Mooney.
Correct. Cincinnati Bengals, Tyler.
I feel like there's two this could be for second. I'll go T. Higgins.
You are correct. Good job. And I will say the other guy that's after him is pretty close in ADP. So, yes, there were probably two very close answers there. Cleveland Browns, Jake.
Cooper.
It is Cooper. Dallas Cowboys.
Dak.
It is not Dak.
Oh, I thought for sure he was over the other guy that I was thinking of. Because that other guy is dropping. All right. Well, that's my two then.
Yep, that's your two. Unless
I'm totally against and these
guys
this logic. Don't
have these guys have zero strikes. So yeah, you're out. So even if they get it wrong, they only have
I don't play zero. Anymore then, right? I'm out.
Correct. It's just gonna go back and forth between them two.
Yeah, this round. Perfect.
Correct. Okay, so Denver Broncos to Tyler.
Judy?
It is Judy. So that one might mess you up a little bit, but yeah. No. Detroit Lions to Jake.
Amon-Ra.
It is not Amon-Ra. I do not say who the correct answer is. So, which is going to really make the third one interesting. But Green Bay, it's you, Tyler.
Packers don't have good fantasy assets. I'll say AJ Dillon.
It is AJ Dillon. Doing well. So the next one is Houston, Jake.
Nico Collins.
It is not Nico Collins. And as you did not have an extra turn because we started with Tyler, that means Tyler wins the round.
Wow.
So Tyler gets the 4 points there. One of you two would have to win this round outright to take the game. Because Tyler has 5. You guys each have 1 for that first one because we
scored
3 points. Okay, so let me scroll back to the beginning here. We will start with Jake. Arizona Cardinals, 3rd in ADP. And by the way, I just want to thank you guys for answering very quickly. This game often takes super long, and you guys are doing a good job making it go pretty fast.
Right or wrong, we're confident about it.
Yes.
I just want it over with. I'm like, give me out of this. Come on.
All right. He's not on there anymore. James Conner.
It is James Conner. Andrew, Atlanta Falcons.
Matt Ryan.
It's not Matt Ryan, no.
Damn it.
He's not even
especially
on
given
team.
That he's not in Atlanta.
I know. As soon as I said it, I was like,
should I let him take a bet? No, this is tournament champion. You guys stick with your answer.
I'm out. No, that's fine. I'll take more. I'm
out. Not out. You got a strike. Yeah. Tyler, Baltimore Ravens.
Gotta be Dobbins then.
It is not Dobbins.
It was the other way around. It was Dobbins and then Lamar.
It actually is. We didn't get it right last time. I think he said
right.
It's actually Dobbins is 2, Bateman is 3rd.
Yeah, I was thinking it was Dobbins 2 and then Bateman 3. Yeah,
Dobbins and Bateman are really close.
I wasn't sure if Lamar was that high in one QB.
I don't have it in front of me because I only wrote down the top 3, but he was like a few rounds behind Bateman, actually.
Yeah, interesting. Okay.
Here's what I get for not writing them down.
Yeah.
I wrote them down, and I thought I had it figured out. Don't worry.
Yeah, a lot of people, when they play this game, don't write them down. And I don't tell them to because I leave that up to you guys to figure out or not.
I didn't start till the second round, so I've only got as far as we got in the second round.
Okay. Buffalo Bills, Jake. Do you remember the first two?
I do. I'm biased because I listen to Buffalo Sports Talk Radio every day, but I still think it's James Cook.
It is not James Cook.
I am done.
And actually, I can give you who the answer is because this is the third round.
It's right. It'd be
Gabriel Davis.
Yeah.
And like I said, I don't have Cooks. Davis is at 74. So Cook is somewhere below that. Carolina to Andrew. And we have the first two. So this is number 3.
Yeah, I don't want anyone else in Carolina. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
Just
keep in mind June ADP.
June ADP. So I know it's not the guy I wanted to say. I mean, it's brutal in this world. I'm going to say Robbie Anderson, I guess.
It is Robbie Anderson. Nice pull.
Needed that one.
I was wondering where you might go. That makes sense, but I could have seen like a Terrace Marshall or something.
I probably would have went Marshall.
Yeah.
I was thinking Marshall, but I'm like, I think Robbie might have still been higher. And then, of course, it's not Baker is who we were just like. Obviously, it's June ADP. Yes. Baker wasn't there. So, yeah, that was my thought. I'm like,
but Anderson, DGM was at 26. Anderson's at 195. So
almost irrelevant. And
then, yeah. Chicago Bears, Tyler.
That's another team. Do they have 3 people with ADP?
Yeah, I can think of a third. Give it to me. Give it to me, and I win.
I mean, I'm gonna get knocked out here and lose this game if I get this wrong. I just don't think Fields is that high, but maybe. I don't know. They don't have other wide receivers. Could be Kmet. I'll go Fields.
You should have gone Kmet.
Damn. Yes!
Okay, so that's two strikes for Tyler.
That's brutal.
Where was it? Chicago. Cincinnati to Jake.
Okay. Mix it.
Yes, that was a fairly easy one for the third round. Yeah. To Andrew, Cleveland Browns.
Puke. All right, so I remember who the first two were, but after that, it gets bleak.
Yeah. And if you know you what? Do not get this, Jake has to
get. Yeah, exactly.
So Jake went first.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we both have X's, so like that's.
That means you've gone the same amount of times. That's the only scenario where I'm giving it to the next person to have.
Right, so
to
if I miss this, Jake wins.
Yes. If you get it, we keep
no going. Pressure. All right. Well, then I'm going to go Kareem Hunt.
Not Kareem Hunt.
Dog.
Cooper.
Is it Deshaun?
It's Deshaun Watson. Yeah.
Two ideal citizens there.
You know, well, that's exactly. A great point. Yeah, but I was like, either way, I'm screwed. Like, I don't want either. I just thought maybe Deshaun had fallen enough and Kareem had risen in June still. Ah, good job. Good game, Jake.
So, yeah, Jake ekes out past Tyler 6-5. Woo. Andrew got the split for that first round.
Even if I got all 3 points for the first one, I would have lost. That's perfect.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll go to the next game, which, like I said, is two truths and a lie. You guys need to have all your pieces of paper because I decided to do this. I heard Russ do this a while back, and I'd always thought I'd like to try that. Seems like a pain in the ass to come up with all that stuff, but I finally did for the Tournament of Champions here. I'm very worried that I've telegraphed all the lies, so I hope you guys don't get every answer right here. And as I said, we're going to use pieces of paper because I, when Russ did it, they took turns going around and everyone just said their answers. But I thought it'd be a little more fair, you know, can't game theory it like Bosch might do towards the end. Everyone has to answer at the same time. So I will give three facts about it's all different. Some of them are a particular player, it could be a group of players, which you'll see in a minute, it could be a team. I'll say what the kind of category of the three statements is, and then I'll just give three statements. Two of them are true, one of them's a lie. You have to guess which one is the lie, number one, number two, or number three. You hold up your piece of paper, and very easy, 1 point for each one, right? I do have a tiebreaker if at the end we are tied, and there's six of these all together. So the first one is, like I said, sometimes it could be a group of players, and this one is actually the 2017 running back class. You remember that great class that came in with a whole bunch of guys that are still major fantasy factors to this day. I'm gonna say three statements. I'll number them as I say them, and then when you guys are ready, you hold up your, I'll give you like a 1, 2, 3, hold up your papers. Number one, the running back with the most rushing TDs, again, rushing TDs in that class is Alvin Kamara. Number two, the running back with the most rushing yards in that class is Joe Mixon. Number three, the running back with the highest yards per carry in that class is Aaron Jones.
This is cumulative, not just that year, right?
Yes, for the careers. I'm sorry. Yes,
okay, just making
for
their sure careers. We're clear. Okay.
Yes. So of the three guys, of the three statements, pick 1, 2, or 3. Let me know when all you guys are ready, and we'll hold them up.
Probably we're guessing which one's the lie, correct?
Which one? I'm sorry. Yes, if I didn't say that, it is you are holding up which one is the lie of those three statements. Is everyone ready?
Yep.
Okay, go. Oh, good. You didn't all say the same thing.
No, we didn't.
I said you didn't all say the same thing. Okay. Good. That means it wasn't obvious what the answer was. Tyler and Jake held up number two, which was the RB with the most rushing yards is Mixon. Andrew held up one, which is the RB with the most rushing TDs in that class is Alvin Kamara. The lie was the Mixon one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Homer.
So, he's missed too much time.
I know. Yeah.
Well, who do you think it was? Do you have any idea?
Ooh.
Which running back in that class has the most rushing yards? I'll tell you, but I was just curious if you had a guess.
Dalvin.
It is Dalvin.
Yeah.
He's also missed his share of time. Yeah, the one with Kamara, I thought that might get somebody. I was surprised to see that he was only with 47 too. That's like over five years.
I didn't see him like he had
had like five on Christmas a couple years ago.
Yeah, I know, and that's kind of why I thought it was six. And that's why you were guessing it. And I was like, no, that's the anti. Like I'm going.
Nah. So Jake and Tyler have a point. Like we said, we have six, Andrew, so plenty of time here, and Andrew does not. So next one. Is the Denver Broncos receivers. One, in the last 2 years, Cortland Sutton has more 20-point fantasy games than Jerry Jeudy. Two, Tim Patrick led all Denver wide receivers in fantasy points in 2021. Three, Jerry Jeudy in both of his NFL seasons had fewer points per game than Tim Patrick. Which one is the lie? Listeners not have to keep me asking if you guys are ready. Everybody just like give me a thumbs up when you're good to go.
I'm torn.
I'm waiting on Tyler's thumbs up. Once you do it, you can put it back. You don't have to keep it up.
Yeah.
I'll say it.
I feel bad about this. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, hold him up. I got a three from Andrew, a three from Tyler, a one from Jake. The lie was number two.
Huh.
Tim Patrick did not lead all Denver wide receivers in fantasy points in 2021.
It's the only one I knew.
Cortland Sutton had 147.3 PPR points. Tim Patrick had 140.9. He was second. Oh,
come on.
Yeah. A lot of these are going to be close. That's how I try and get you.
I like it. It's a tournament of champions. We're going all out. I'm okay with it. It just I'm way off. It's fine.
You guys, Jerry Jeudy in his two NFL seasons, again, in regular just vanilla PPR, 9.39 points. I'm sorry, 8.89 points to Tim Patrick's 9.39 in 2021. And 9.85 to Tim Patrick's 10.75 wow. points per game in 2020. And Jeudy has two 20-point fantasy games over the last 2 years. Sutton has three.
Wait, is that Scott Fishbowl scoring? What are we doing here? Like, hang on. Like, you didn't tell me.
PPR. It's just PPR. Just kidding. There is one with quarterback scoring where I will specify the scoring a little more, but you can assume PPR scoring, you know, regular PPR scoring. So. Sutton had 3 weeks in 2021, 2, 5, and 6. Jeudy had 2 weeks in 2020, so weeks 9 and 17. Did my research, Andrew.
Well done, Rocky. Well done.
Okay, next one is the New York Jets, or is the subject of this one. So, number one. Andrew, for those listening, Andrew has a piece of paper written up that says no idea. So
just no idea. I have no idea. All right, just go ahead. Sorry, let's start.
Listen closely to this one. It's a little involved with the description. Taking the combined age of a team's top two wide receivers as determined by ADP. So that's how we're deciding who's top two. The Jets have the youngest wide receiver duo in the league. That's the statement. Two, Breece Hall is the highest drafted Jets running back this century. Three, in the four games that Zach Wilson missed in 2021, Mike White, Joe Flacco, and Josh Johnson combined for more passing TDs than Zach Wilson threw in the other 13.
Rocky, this is evil. These are, again, I want to hold up my no idea card again. Holy crap. Well done, sir.
I'm glad.
I have to pick one.
I agonized over how difficult this was. I wanted it to be difficult.
It should be. This is the Tournament of Champions.
So, again, thumbs up when you're ready. Tyler gives me a thumbs up. Which one is the lie? Okay, everybody's good to go. Hold them up. I got a 3 from Andrew, a 3 from Jake, and a 2 from Tyler. And again, the lie is number 1.
I told you I had no idea.
Arizona?
How is that? Are you serious?
That one surprised me too. Garrett Wilson is this is by DLF, does it by 1 decimal point age. That's where I took the ages from. Garrett Wilson is 21.8. Elijah Moore is 22.2 for a total of 44 years. Jameson Williams is 21.2. Amon-Ra is 22.6 for a total of 43.6. They're just barely younger.
God.
I got you.
Those are traps.
Brees Hall is the highest drafted Jets running back. The closest was Lamont Jordan in 2001. He was drafted 49th overall to Brees.
Remember that 36. Guy? Nope.
And Zach Wilson threw 9 touchdowns on the season. White, Flacco, and Josh Johnson totaled 11.
I think White threw 3 in that one game. I remember thinking like 3 is probably the one that I was like the least like, but I was like, you know what? I'm going against the grain because when I go with it, I'm wrong and I'm still wrong. Great. This is terrific. I love this. This is great, Rocky.
Well, they totaled 11 in their 4 games. So yeah, I had to get it, Zach. Well, I thought you'd for sure if it, at least I don't know if Tyler listens to anything I do, but I thought for sure Andrew and Jake would know I'd have to get a real Zach Wilson dig in there. So
yeah, I overcorrected. I'm like, he's trying to trap with
the under in here. I was like, no, he's trying to.
So it's still only 1-1 because nobody's gotten any points the last 2 rounds. I think
to be clear, I've got the nothing, right? I've got
nothing. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, Andrew has
Andrew is nothing.
I was thinking Curtis Martin might have been drafted at that point. That was my thought.
I think he was drafted in the 90s, though.
I think it was like 98 or something. Yeah, I know. And that's what caught me up on that one. I was like, I don't remember what year it was.
Here's the thing. I thought you meant drafted in fantasy football, not in the NFL draft. That was my thought process.
That was mine.
I was like, oh, Curtis Martin had to be like a first or second round pick at some point, right? Like
I should have specified.
No, you said the Jets. I got it. You're like the earliest the Jets have drafted a running back.
I did say is the highest drafted Jets running back this century, but that's kind of a weird way to describe fantasy to me. So yeah. I thought that it was clear, but maybe not.
That was what my brain went to.
Just give us all a point. It's fine. Kidding.
Even in fantasy, I'm not sure. It was Curtis Martin getting drafted? I guess in the early 2000s, he was still getting drafted.
What I was thinking. I was like, that was his prime.
Okay, so we still have 3 more. The next one is based on Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts, 3 statements coming up. Kyle Pitts had a faster 40 time coming out than AJ Brown. Number 2, that was number 1. I don't know if I said 1. Number 2, Kyle Pitts is the youngest non-rookie player that has an ADP on DLF. And number 3, Kyle Pitts had more receiving yards in 2021 than DK Metcalf, Mike Evans, or Jalen Waddle. Andrew gives me a thumbs up with a big shrug.
So, a bunch of shrugging going on in this game.
At least wrote something down, has no idea if it's right.
Well, here, I can always play this one. I can always do the no idea card, but that's no point. So I'm going to guess something. I don't know.
Yes, that would be the way to go.
Got a 1 in 3 chance. It's like the Monty Hall problem, but just terribly, terribly wrong.
I love the hesitation on the thumbs up.
A lot of shrugging going
on. Okay, give me your 1, 2, 3 go. Everybody says 1 is the lie. And again, nobody got the lie.
Come on.
Is it 3?
3 was the lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. AJ Brown ran a 4.49. Kyle Pitts ran a 4.44.
This is a tough tournament.
Yeah, 21.7 is Kyle's age on the DLF thing. Rondale Moore is the next close. I think Terrace Marshall also at 22.0. And Pitts had 1,026 yards, which was more than Waddle and DK, but Evans had 1,035. So that was a very tricky one there.
Wow.
It's all very close. So 2 more. Maybe you guys can get a point. I don't know.
We're bad at this.
If we were doing it not all at the same time, you'd probably have a better chance. You could at least go different from each other or something. Like. But the next one is probably no surprise if you do listen to my other podcast, Kirk Cousins. We're doing a Kirk Cousins one. Since becoming a regular full-time starter in 2015, Kirk Cousins has never had a season when he was not a QB1 in total points in 4-point passing touchdown leagues. That's the first one.
Total points, not total PPR, points per game.
Okay, yes. Okay. Number two, Kirk Cousins has as many top five season-long fantasy finishes, so also total points, in his career as Matthew Stafford. Number three, in 4-point minus two interception point per game scoring, this one is points per game, with at least 8 games played, Cousins finished closer to the QB2 than the QB16.
You mean QB2 overall, not a QB2, but the QB2?
Yes, in points per game. All that is points per game. So
that was in 21?
In 21, yes, in 2021. I think is fairly standard 4-point minus two interceptions, point per game scoring. With at least 8 games played, Cousins finished closer to QB2 in that scoring in points per game than he finished to QB16. That's the statement. Is it true or not?
Rocky, this is too hard. I'd like to phone a friend.
Really hard? Just,
what the hell? These are all really good ones. You did a terrific.
I am glad. I may do this game again then, since you guys are telling me I did a good job here.
I'm going to mix them up randomly.
He's just randomly. He's not even looking at what he's just mixing up his papers.
I'm picking this one. We'll see.
I'm pulling the top one here.
Andrew gave me a thumbs up. Jake, you good?
Yep.
Okay. Hold him up. We have different answers. We have a 1 from Tyler, a 2 from Andrew, a 2 from Jake, and the lie was number 1. So Tyler gets a point. With the random method.
I'd be kidding me.
That's
so funny.
That one was about
literally shuffling then.
I know. It was hilarious. He did not actually make a guess. He just randomly put up a piece of paper. But yes, that one was so that he was not a QB1. That actually in 2019, he was QB18. Other than that, every season he's been somewhere quarterback 12 or higher. He has 2 top 5 finishes, 2016 and 17, which is the same as Stafford, 2011 and 2021 for Stafford. And in that scoring thing I mentioned earlier, he finished closer to QB2 than QB16. He was 3.3 points behind Brady at 2, 3.43 ahead of Daniel Jones at QB16. So he was technically closer to QB2. Which I wanted to point out because I'm a Kirk Cousins fanboy. So,
no,
eternally underrated Kirk Cousins. So, Tyler has 2 points. Jake has 1. Andrew cannot win this game.
Tyler has 2 points. Finally, we're in like 5th round of this. Yes. So, wait, do I even play then if I'm out?
I mean, you can play for fun. You don't have to.
It doesn't hurt anything.
I've got this no idea card ready to go.
It doesn't even matter. It's not even like it hurts Jake or Tyler either way. So why not? Just play.
I'm going to play and be wrong, and it'll be great.
Okay, so the final one here is DJ Moore. Maybe more appropriately, fun with DJ Moore touchdowns. So first statement. Damian Harris had more touchdowns in 2021 than DJ Moore has in his entire career. Number two, DJ Moore was drafted in 2018. During those 4 seasons that both guys have been in the league, Jamison Crowder has more touchdowns than DJ Moore.
Wow.
Number three, Alvin Kamara has had as many or more receiving touchdowns as DJ Moore every year of DJ Moore's career.
Wow. The fact that 2 of these is true is kind of amazing. And the fact that I don't know which one is false is not amazing, but just wow. Harris in 21 had more than DJ Moore his entire career.
That's number one.
DJ Moore in 18, or since 18, I guess, right?
Yes, basically since 18, yes.
Crowder has more touchdowns than DJ Moore, and then AK has more receiving touchdowns. All of these are like anti-DJ Moore like
Yeah, it was funny because I think most people know DJ Moore is not a touchdown scorer. So I thought it'd be funny to come up with things that are funny that more people have scored more touchdowns than DJ Moore. So.
Jesus.
Well, so I know how many touchdowns Damian Harris scored last year, so I know part of that question.
Do you know how many touchdowns DJ Moore has in his career?
Nope.
Not very many.
But I can play the over-under game on that one.
All I'm gleaning from this, and I'm not getting any points. All I'm learning is don't draft DJ Moore, apparently. Like, this guy is not getting any
points. I said on Trade Addicts this week, I believe he – well, I can't say because I don't want to give any hints to how many touchdowns. But I said he will score more touchdowns than he ever has in this season.
It sounds like, you know, you see people talk about touchdown regression all the time. He's due for some positive regression,
he
right?
He is. Like, he should score like 16 this year or something.
Fifth year in a row.
I'm ready.
Okay. I've got mine, even though it's pointless, literally.
You got yours? Okay, let's hold it up. Got a two from Andrew. Oh, two from Andrew, one from Jake, a three from Tyler. One person is getting this right. Was that random, or did you actually guess that time?
I actually guessed that time.
That was the lie, number three. Yes. Alvin Kamara did not. Three of the 4 years he did. He had 4-1, 5-5, Alvin Kamara each year. DJ Moore has 2-4, 4-4. So three of the 4 years, Alvin Kamara outscored him in three seasons.
So he's touchdowns. Close because Harris had 15 last year.
Yes, yeah. DJ Moore had 14 in his career.
Wow.
And DJ Moore has 14. Crowder has 16 since 2018. So Crowder had more touchdowns. Wow. So Tyler takes the win on that one. And that means we are tied 1-1. Jake has one game. Tyler has one game.
Exactly. Means I'm still in.
The game may decide this unless Andrew wins it. So then I have to come up with a tiebreaker. I have some individual game tiebreakers, so I'll probably use one of them for the tiebreaker if we have.
Okay, I'm stretching. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't come up with an overall tiebreaker, but I could easily use one of the ones I had here. So name game. Name game is always fun. Never fun to describe. It's like Wheel of Fortune before and after. I know you guys know. I feel like I have to explain it for anybody listening. We have a theme. I'll give that theme in a second. And there is a player. I will give a clue, which will involve the theme and the player. I'll just give you the theme because it's easier to explain that way. The theme tonight is cereals. So I will give the division I'm sorry, I will not give the division. Yeah, I will give the division, and I will give a clue to the cereal. And the two have to overlap by at least one syllable, not just one letter. If you think you know it, you buzz in with your name. You get 3 points with no clues. If you need a clue, you all have to agree on that together. And it's 2 points with one hint, and it is 1 point if I had to give you two hints. I think that's everything that needs to be explained. Most of these, I will tell you, because the first one matters for the first one. Most of these are just sort of the Wikipedia description of the cereal, with me trying to kind of work around. Sometimes they gave one of the words in the cereal in it, which I could not use. The first one is actually the cereal commercial mascot because there were too many words. All the words were in the description of the cereal. Don't trust me when you hear. You're going to have no problem with the cereal in this first one. I guarantee you. I don't think you'll have any problem at all. But the rest of them are almost always the, I think all of them are, are just sort of the Wikipedia definition of the cereal.
And buzz in with our names?
The first one. I'm sorry?
Buzz in with the names?
I'm sorry. I'm still not hearing what you're saying.
Like, we buzz in with our names? Like,
oh, yes. Know, yeah. I thought I said that. Yes. Buzz in with your name. If you think you know it, say Tyler. So the first clue is, and a couple of these, including this one, are non-active players. Usually I only use active players that I'll specify that in the clue if it's not, and this one is not. So Hall of Fame, all-time great 80s and 90s NFC West wide receiver and Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Wait.
Jerry Rice Krispies.
Yes. Told you that one would not be a problem. Okay, and we do have 7 of these, so that's 3.
I'm still listening. I missed that. Can you say that one more time? I wasn't ready.
Jake was ready to go on that one.
Man.
Yeah, I don't know how we're supposed to beat him. He didn't even finish reading, and he was done.
I know, right?
I have the name. I'm like, there's only one way this goes.
Yeah. Okay, the next one. This is the only other non-active player again, which is kind of in the clue anyway. But AFC South quarterback who retired in 2019 and cereal consisting of multicolored marshmallows and
pieces.
Andrew
Lucky Charms.
Yes. Yes. I don't think most of these are that difficult. So.
No, but I realized after that last round, I've got to step my game up. Jake is on fire. We got to go. So the tournament. And I got to get something.
It's 3-3. Okay. This one, I did not say this in the rules, but I'm sure you guys know. If I say the cereal description first, that is first in the answer, mm-hmm. which is the case here. A cereal consisting of chocolate flavored corn cereal bits and marshmallows and AFC South wide receiver.
A little tough for them.
Oh, Andrew.
Count Chocula Visca Chenault.
Very good. I thought that one might be a little tougher.
Name game is my thing. I listen to this cereal a lot.
I thought that description was not great for Count Chocula, so I thought that might be
no. The description was great. That was the cereal I had in my head. I couldn't think of the receiver.
Yes, Count Chocula Visca Chenault.
I like that team name, actually. I might use that.
Okay, we have four more. It's 6 Andrew, 3 Jake. None for Tyler, and I just feel like Andrew's going to make 1-1-1 just to make it a little
tough. I got to.
Okay, AFC East running back and General Mills breakfast cereal manufactured to look like a certain treat with chocolate chips in it.
Tyler.
Jake.
Tyler.
James Cookie Crisp.
That is correct. Guys are all still all in the running here. I like it.
Mm.
Everyone fighting for that that win tonight. Okay, Tyler says 6-3-3. Nobody's needed a hint either. I'm very glad. Okay, this one's interesting. I'll see. I'm sure you're curious if you get this one just as quick. Maybe. Deep bench AFC West running back. And a cereal consisting of small orbs of corn and rice flavored with chocolate.
Wait, can you say that cereal one more time?
A cereal consisting of small orbs of corn and rice flavored with chocolate.
Andrew. Isaiah Pacheco Cocoa Puffs. Isaiah Pacheco Cocoa Puffs.
Yes, you got it.
That is a tongue twister.
You guys, I'm impressed.
I wasn't getting that one at all.
No way.
Dropped him or I wouldn't have had it. Like, I literally just dropped him for somebody on Safe League's waivers today. Otherwise, I wouldn't have remembered him.
So it is 9-3-3. One of you guys got to get the next two to force a tie here.
All right.
Okay. Cereal consisting of flakes and a fruit made from partially dried grapes and AFC South wide receiver.
Jake. Raisin Brandon Cooks.
That is correct. So at this point, Tyler, you're playing spoiler because it's 9-6-3. Do not have enough points left to catch Andrew.
That's the only way I can win. I need Andrew to win.
Right. Yes, that's true. So you don't even want to answer, I guess.
If I answer, he doesn't answer from winning.
Yeah. You want to keep the winning. Yeah.
It's so, 2-1-1. You can get it. Yes.
Then you force the tie at least. You're right. My bad. I wasn't thinking it through. Okay, the last one here. NFC North wide receiver and a cereal consisting of small squares or rectangles of wheat and rice covered with sugar and a certain tasty spice.
Andrew. Justin Jefferson Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That is correct.
Yes.
That was a good play on words. I like that one.
So Andrew takes that one, 12-6-3. Of good, nice way to start the tournament of champions. Each person getting a game, showing well.
I'd like to tell whoever edits this, don't edit any silences out. That's all legit.
It's not as quick as you normally hear, but this one, all these guys, like, not just Andrew.
Yeah, that was all really quick.
We didn't take a single hint the entire
game. No, not either. Yeah.
Maybe 2 seconds was the longest on any of them. And some of them, we didn't even finish the whole clue. Well done, Jake.
If I knew, I knew. If I didn't know, it was gone.
Yep.
Okay, so I got to give you a tiebreaker. What I'm going to do, I'm going to use the tiebreaker I had for the Two Truths and a Lie game.
Do we need our cards again?
Yes, you will, actually, so that you can all answer at the same time. You don't need your cards. It's not a Two Truths and a Lie. It's actually something different.
I was terrible at that game.
It was hard to come up with six of them, let alone a seventh.
That was a
long one. It was actually two parts. I'm just going to give you the first part, and you'll write down the second part. It was going to be true or false. Amon-Ra St. Brown had more receiving yards last year than Devontae Smith. That was false. Devontae Smith had more. The second part was, what is the number of yards Devontae Smith had? Ooh. Whoever gets closest to the number, and you're all writing it down at the same time, you guys look at the exact same distance from the number. Two of you.
To clarify, you were just looking for Devontae Smith's yardage last year.
Receiving yardage in 2021.
Devontae Smith's receiving yardage last year, and the closest to the pylon wins. Like, it's just
yes, one the closest to the exact number
for the whole night.
Win the night.
Wow. I want to say this before I write anything down. It's been a pleasure, gentlemen. This has been the best battle I've heard or seen. Yeah.
This was a good one.
I feel bad for the two of you that are going to lose, because y'all played pretty well too, even within each game. Nobody was
the number popping up in my head, and I'm not sure it's right, but it's what I'm going with. And we have to hold these up, right? These numbers at the same time.
Yes. So nobody has an advantage of really, you know, can just go one over. I don't want that. So
right.
Again, you guys can give me a thumbs up when you're ready. Okay, I got two.
I don't like it.
Okay, hold them up, guys. Okay, 821 says Andrew. 967 says Jake. I have trouble reading Tyler's.
Hold it closer. There you go.
Is that 889?
Yes.
And my quick math tells me that with only 33 yards, no, not 33, 25 yards away, Tyler gets it. He had 916 yards in 2021. So 889 is 25 yards away from that. 967 was Jake's, which is about 50 yards away. And I can't remember exactly what Andrew said, but it was further away than Tyler's.
What was the right answer?
916 yards.
916.
Wow. I think you said 827
away for Tyler. Yeah.
Yeah, 27. Yeah,
889.
I did bad math, but yes, it's still closer than Jake or Andrew was. I feel bad for you two. You did great tonight.
Tyler advances again. This is how it should have been from the beginning, Tyler. You're amazing. It's great.
I don't know. I feel lucky there. I mean, you're just...
That's a battle, though.
That is a little luck there, getting that yardage, too.
Well, and picking the random ones.
Well, yeah, that was the one game I won. I picked a random answer.
That's true.
It didn't matter, though. He would have beat me by one if he didn't get the random one. So I felt better once that happened.
Oh, that's true. I think he did get the last one right, actually.
I will say to you guys, this is the first time I've ever lost a name game.
Yes,
you both crushed me. I wasn't even close. I only got one question right.
Well, I want to say this. We said it in our chat, but 2 years ago was my first DGN appearance against you, Tyler, and you crushed me. Like, it literally, like, you taught me how to play this game. I went into the gym and did some weightlifting on the names and the games, and I was like, I'm going to get this. And so I just, hats off to you, sir. That was well done. I'm glad I could take that from you, but I'm also glad to see you advance from this group. This has been a hell of a battle.
Yeah, this was a ton of fun.
I'm
sweating, and I don't think it's the heat.
Yeah,
I know. That's right. I would be very upset if I was one of you two. And that was so close. You both did really good.
No, that's like a close battle. Like, you can't be upset with this. We didn't get dominated. It's a bummer. Nobody boat raced us. I guess this was. Whew, man. All right.
And I'm a winner here as well because I'm notorious for long DGNs, and we are under an hour, which I'm very, very grateful for. Usually I go like 120 on my DGNs, and everybody else is done in like 46 minutes. So
that quick main game helped me, I'm telling you.
Yeah. And but I want to just thank you all for playing tonight. Tyler, you'll be moving on. I'll let you sign off first if you want to give your Twitter handle, anything else you want to say before we finish up here.
Nobody wants to follow me on Twitter. It's fine. if you really do, my Twitter handle is actually in the bio of the DGN Twitter handle that hasn't been used in probably a year and a half, but it's in there if you want it. But no, I appreciate you hosting for us. It was a ton of fun playing with these guys, and I can't wait to see who's next.
Yeah, it should be fun. Going to be a lot of these coming up. We have 9 different, you know, we have 27 champions that are going to be narrowed down to 9 over 9 rounds of games. So it's going to be a lot of DGN in your feed the coming weeks. We're trying to pump them out every week. I think around the expo we might take a little break because a lot of us will not be here, but you'll be getting them more frequently than you're probably used to. But Jake, again, valiant effort. Why don't you give your Twitter handle and anything else you want to say here?
Yeah, I'm at the Jake Earl on Twitter. There's really nothing there, but you can go check it out. Other than that, congrats, Tyler. I'll be pulling for you from here on out, man. That was intense.
Yeah, and I'll kind of be rooting for Tyler too, because as long as it's not me, and I don't expect it to be me, because there's a lot of bigger names than Tyler that you would expect might win. You know, the Ryan McDowells and the Sigmund Bloom is hopefully going to be playing. He was a former champion over the last couple of years, so I hope Tyler beats them all, unless I do. And Andrew, why don't you finish us up here? You know, give your Twitter handle, and if you want to pump up our podcast or anything else.
For sure, yeah. So you can follow me at Andrew Hall FF. You can follow Rocky and I at Dynasty Junkies. We try to pod once a week-ish. There's 4 of us that host, and we kind of rotate, which makes it really nice for our real lives, especially during the summer. But yeah, follow us on Dynasty Junkies. We've got a Find Me a Trade segment. I always like to pump this out. If you've got a league that you're looking for some trades in, you know, find our Twitter handle. You can submit your league for Find Me a Trade. We can actually, on a podcast, we'll find you a trade, which is actually really cool. And I really recommend people that listen to DGN that may not listen to Junkies, highly recommend that. Obviously, we're a Dynasty podcast, so we're year-round. But trades are one of the things that we love, and we're junkies. We're addicts. We're on the Dynasty Addicts Podcast Network, the DAP network, if you will, and I have to. But yeah, it's been great. Honestly, Tyler, of the 3 of us, all of us were very good at this in a sense. But I'm glad, if it's not me, I'm glad it's you. Let's put it that way. Like, no offense, Jake, but like,
wow.
Of the 3 of us. Again, no offense, Jake. I know you're in our listener league and Dynasty Junkies. So again,
Andrew meant if it's not me or Jake, Tyler, I'm glad it's you.
I'm just saying, like, Tyler crushed me before. Like, he's the one that beat me before. So it's almost like, if it's not me, all right, then it's the guy that beat me before. So again, no hate, Jake. Honestly, you did a great job too. But Tyler, go take it down, man. Like, whoever it is, whatever the 3 of us, as long as one of the 3 of us wins it, that's the whole thing. That's all I care about. If you're going to lose, you might as well lose to the champion. So go take it down.
I'll do my best.
Again, great. Yeah, great night, fellas. This is a great way to start this off. Like I said, I'm looking forward to this. A lot of matchups coming up. A lot more frequent. You know, a lot of times we're almost once a month sometimes during the year on TGN. But we have a lot lined up. So keep listening. You'll keep hearing some more Tournament of Champion round games here next week. Russ, I believe, is going to be hosting an episode with 3 other former champions. So I'll be interested to listen to that one when it comes out. But until then, thanks everybody for listening, and good night.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun.
Dynasty Game Night.
Bosh has never won.
Dynasty Game Night.
guessing ADP.
Dynasty Game Night.
Can this really be free?
Dynasty Game Night.
Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me.
Dynasty Game Night,
we'll be having some fun.
Dynasty Game Night,
Bosh has never won.
Dynasty Game Night,
guessing ADP.
Dynasty Game Night
with the dummies.
Dynasty Game Night.
Game Night. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me.
Dynasty Game Night.
We'll be having some fun.
Dynasty Game Night.
Bosh has never won.
Dynasty Game Night.
Guessing ADP.
Dynasty Game Night.
Can all this really be free?
Dynasty Game Night.
Game Night.